We are looking at Surah Ash-Shura, which is the 42nd Surah in the Noble Quran in Juz 25. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His bounties, He introduces His attributes, He says He's the one who sends down rain after they lost all hope, and He's the one who spreads His mercy. He alone is the executor of all matters. Now, rain is really a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've focused extensively on day zero in the drought in the Western Cape, but having just returned from the Eastern Cape, I can tell you that the situation is really, really dire. I'm being told that it is the worst drought that has gripped the region in the last 50 or 60 years. Dams like the Khamtos River, the estuary has been closed. And we need to make dua to Allah. Qanatu, the word qanatu means that you lose hope in the mercy of Allah. And Allah is the one who sends rain after people have lost hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, you know, with asking our pious ulama who visited the region to make dua, and we've seen in Port Elizabeth, there was three days of steady rain. And man is like that we complain the drought, and when the rain comes, we complain how cold and how miserable it is. So you can never really please man. But these are part of the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ. And one of His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, just as providing sustenance and preparing the means of sustenance by sending rain, those are in the control of Allah. In the same way, the heavens and the earth, whatever happens in the heavens and the earth are all part of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا بَثَّ فِيهِمَا مِنْ دَابَةٍ. And those creatures which He caused to proliferate therein. And all that Allah allows to move around on the earth, that is all part of the creation. Daba. In this context, we translate it as creatures. Anything which moves about in its own will. It is also used for animals. And this verse states that Almighty Allah has created many creatures which move about on the earth as well in the skies. And these creatures that move about on the earth are visible. The ones which move about in the skies could well be the angels as well, and it could possibly be that there are many such angel creations that we do not even know about. Almighty Allah has not provided everyone with the wealth and goods in abundance, rather He has distributed them according to the dictates of His wisdom. But the good things of this universe, which are of general benefit, like the rain, the clouds, the sky, all are able to benefit from that. And they all demonstrate the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If, after all of this, anyone suffers any hardship, he should consider it to be due to his own deeds. And he should do some soul searching and ask himself, why is this? وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ جَمْعِهِمْ إِذَا يَشَاءُ قَدِيرٌ. Allah can gather all of this together if He wills. He will cause all of them to proliferate, can alone gather all of them together, and this will take place on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then moves further by saying that وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُونَ كَثِيرٌ. And whatever hardship befalls you is because of your own hands, what is there is committed. And while Allah overlooks much of your faults. Sayyidina Hassan bin Basri, rahimahumullah, has narrated that when this verse was revealed, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I swear by that being who holds my life, that anyone who gets scratched by a piece of wood, or his nerve twitches, or his step falters, it's all due to his sins. And Allah does not punish for every sin, rather the number of sins He overlooks far exceed those which any punishment is given. What is this drawing our attention to? This verse in particular draws our attention to the fact that whatever happens to you, the first thing that you need to think about this is a wake-up call from Allah because of some sin that I am doing. Some hardship comes upon you, whether it is a robbery, whether it is a burglary, whether it is some mishap, whether it is... I'm talking about as a person on your own individual capacity, how do you respond to it? Not when looking at others, when you look at it from yourself. Yeah, I am. This has happened to me. What should I think about it? I should think that as a result of my sins, Allah is testing me. And that is why I've been afflicted with this sickness, with this infection, with this problem, with this medical condition. That is why I've had a burglary in my shop. That is why my car has been stolen. That is why I've been injured. I've been hurt. It is because of my sins. That is what we need to understand. That is what Sayyidina Hassan bin Basri, Rahimahumullah, Hassan al-Basri, Rahimahumullah, had said. And Mawlana Shaykh al-Thani, Rahimahumullah, stated that just as the physical hardship and tortures befall due to the sins, we also have the inner ailments that are also a cause of sin. One sin committed by a person becomes the cause for getting involved in another sin. And Hafiz ibn Qayyim, Rahimahumullah, has written his book, Ad-Dawa'u Shafi, that one, the fact that you are prompted, or one sin prompts you to get involved in another sin, similarly, one good deed prompts one to do another virtuous good deed. So the punishment of sin is the fact that you get involved in more sin. And the reward of good deeds are that one gets attracted to doing more good deeds. The hardships and the trouble that befell the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that is a different case. Also what happens to children, that is a different case, because they do not commit sins, they do not fall within this verse. This verse is for myself and yourself, that we need to look at that. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَرْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Whatever calamity befalls you, it is because of what your hands have earned because of your own sins. That is why you are being tested in this particular manner. Give us the